This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
After Roe v. Wade was struck down in June, Illinois became an even more vital oasis for abortion. Wisconsin immediately did the opposite, banning nearly all abortions. So Planned Parenthood organizations in Wisconsin and Illinois teamed up. Now more than a dozen Wisconsin staffers are crossing the Illinois state line to help offer abortions in Waukegan. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch recently visited the clinic.
Ready? Let's do it.
Ezra Figueroa is giving me a tour of the Waukegan Health Center. It's big and quiet this afternoon, except for music in the background. There are hardwood floors throughout. Exam rooms you'd see in a typical doctor's office. There's also this, a vault in the break room, that Figueroa, the assistant manager at the clinic, is unsuccessfully trying to open.
Can't get inside of it. I really wish we could. But it's really cool to just have here. Like, a lot of the building has been redone, so, like, very clinic vibes.
The vault is a reminder of what this health center used to be. A big bank on a busy retail strip. And what Planned Parenthood of Illinois saw in its future. This clinic opened 2 years ago with Wisconsin in mind. It's about a 20-minute drive from the border. They knew that if Roe overturned, Wisconsin would largely strip away access to abortion, and that's what happened. So now, more than a dozen employees from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin are commuting to Waukegan, including Natalie Hartwig. She's a nurse midwife and associate director of clinical services. She drives on average 2 days a week to Illinois, to Waukegan, or to Aurora, where she's training to provide a medication abortion.
When I go to Aurora tomorrow, I'm going to leave way before he wakes up, my son. So I'll leave at like 5:30 in the morning. And luckily it's summer. For now, he can sleep in. But any getting ready that has to happen will be on my spouse.
The drive takes at least 2 hours from her home in Madison. On the long rides, she distracts herself with audiobooks and podcasts that are not about abortion. The long commute, she says, is worth it.
This was really just what I was always supposed to do, and there's nothing that's going to keep me from helping our patients.
Dr. Kathy King is Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's medical director. She said while her staff is dedicated to providing these services, it takes a lot.
It is a burden on our clinicians and nurses and medical assistants who have young children at home. It sounds great. Sure, well, I'll just travel down to Waukegan 5 days a week. But the logistics of that and the sacrifice of doing that on just people's day-to-day lives takes a toll.
This sacrifice has helped. With staff from Wisconsin, the Waukegan clinic has doubled the number of abortion appointments available, and they're still ramping up. The day I was at the clinic, there were no patients in the waiting area when I arrived. Even though a crush of patients is coming from out of state, many are not just showing up. They're scheduling appointments. This influx of patients into Illinois has had another impact. For years, abortion providers have been leaving Illinois for other states where their help was needed more. Mississippi, Oklahoma. Doctors would fly in once or twice a month to perform abortions, then return. Chicago Dr. Laura Larson was one of them. But now, she says things have changed.
And now it's like the script is like totally flipped. This is like where you are needed more than anywhere else.
The Waukegan clinic could be a model. Planned Parenthood of Illinois is talking to abortion providers in other nearby states, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio. What Illinois needs is more staff to treat more patients. But where will they come from? The trek from Wisconsin to Waukegan is relatively short compared to providers in Ohio. They'd have to cross Indiana to get here. Would they? All of this is a work in progress. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Opponents of abortion call this new partnership between Wisconsin and Illinois tragic and say they are working toward more abortion restrictions in Illinois. This is WBEZ.